How you going?
Good, yourself?
Very well, mate, very well.
All right, tell us a little bit about yourself, Andrew. How did you get into this comedy routine?
Kind of stumbled backwards into it, to be honest. I mean, I've been a long-time friend and family friend, kind of paisan, if you want it for a better use of the word, of the boys, Carlo and Joe, from the group. They started sort of putting a video or two out there, and I hadn't seen them for quite some time. I reached out to the boys, and they said, "Oh, well, maybe you should be in one of our vids." And I said, "Oh, okay, let's do that." And we did one vid. And it went really well, and that was it. One vid became two and three and four, and now we're doing theatres and arenas around the country. So, yeah, I don't know how it really happened, but we're here now.
Did you ever think it'd be this popular?
Oh, no, not a chance in hell. I mean, geez, we're just three dumb wogs from the burbs, you know. You know, we're just three mugs, you know. We were doing it more for fun. We kind of thought perhaps one day we'd might be able to go do a couple of 21st birthday parties and things like that. But to see the brand grow into what it has is just really a reflection of how much in touch people are still with their heritage. So we're so grateful to everyone, because we rely so heavily on the fans to make this all possible. So, yeah. Amazing.
Now, of course, it is YouTube, it is Facebook, it is Instagram, I'm sure Twitter and MySpace might even get a mention, I don't know, but it's all come through the social media platform?
We were born on social media platforms, but predominantly Facebook, and then later on we introduced Instagram and some of the other ones. The popularity grew through there, and the numbers and the following kept growing. And then from there we made enough noise that Nick Giannopoulos, the Wog Boy, noticed and gave us a call. And we thought he originally just wanted to participate in one of our vids. But lo and behold, he said, "I want you to be part of a theatre show." And we almost fainted and fell off our chairs. But we ran with it. And yeah, so from social media, that's how we made the transition to theatre. But yeah, originally social media born. Absolutely, yeah.
Andrew from Sushi Mango joins us this afternoon on the home stretch. Now, how hard was it for not only you last year, obviously with the pandemic, but also your colleagues, and not only your colleagues, but of course everybody else on the show, the production teams, the roadies, everybody?
Look, I can't paint a sob story. It was tough, but so many people out there were affected in worse ways than us, than the Sushi Mango boys. I mean, it's the behind-the-scenes guys that really suffered in the theatre scene and in the entertainment scenes, all the lighting and sound production, all the stage theatres, managers and the working, the ushers and all that, and the theatre owners, all those people really struggled hard, along with many other industries, of course. But it was difficult, but look, we were able to diversify. We did some cameo stuff, and we fortunately, through the wonder of technology, we could still manage to create content. So we were okay, but it was a tough year for just about everyone else. So
Sure. Now, tell us for those who aren't aware who Sushi Mango are, and there's probably only a minority. Let's be honest, because you're pretty popular. But for those who might not know, tell us the characters that you play.
My characters, okay. So I play my biggest, most well-known character is Sam. He's an ethnic dad. He's probably his mid-60s. I've got a ethnic mum character called Angela. She's probably around about the same age group. And then I've got a couple of other little ones here and there. But the other one that I play that I enjoy the most, the one that's closest to my heart, is Pino. Pino's probably, you know, early 80s. Yep. He's a depiction of my father. But please don't tell him, because he finds that he'll probably stab me with a pitchfork. He doesn't know.
So is Pino the one in the fish and chip shop scene?
No, sorry, that's one I overlooked him. Stavros. Stavros is in the fish and chip shop. He's the bald guy with the comb over.
Yep.
He's a recent addition. We only invented him in 2019, and he's a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun to play, that guy. And the fish and chips characters, the Greek boys, they're very well adored by so many. And they'll be making an appearance also in this year's show. Absolutely, we've got big things planned for guys. Yeah,
I just wonder. Obviously, with all the videos that you do, you've been giving a lot of tips on different things. Now, I've just started growing some cucumbers. Can you give me any tips on the cucumbers?
Yeah, look, lots of manure, lots of water, lots of love. My dad would say. My dad, I'm pretty treats his cucumbers. He always has treated his cucumbers better than he's treated me. So you got to put a lot of love and tenderness into your cucumbers if you want to want to grow big ones.
All right, looking forward to getting more of that advice off air this afternoon, Andrew. Now, Friday the 13th of August here in Bendigo, Central Victoria, Alumbra Theatre. Have you been to Bendigo before?
I've in passing, yes, mate. But I will admit I haven't stopped in Bendigo. I haven't explored much of Bendigo, and I absolutely can't wait. I'm thrilled to get out there. All of us are to meet the people of Bendigo. And we're going to try and get out there maybe a day or so before the show so we can get a chance to look around.
We'll have all the details on our website. Andrew, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the home stretch, and hopefully we can catch up a little bit closer to the show and see how tickets are going, see how the concert is going as well. All the best.
Thanks, mate. We'll have some tickets put aside for you, 10% off for cash, all right?
All right, for cash?
For cash. Cash only, mate. Oh. We're wolves, mate. Wolves don't really think cash. Listen, if that... Yes, don't worry. Just follow the smell of garlic. You'll find the theatre.
I'm sure we will. Hey, Andrew, really appreciate your time, mate.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.